sets the week. You know, it's obviously it was a trying week last week. How do, you know, how would you set something about this week?
The guys came out and you know, their attitude was good. They went to work. We had some good practice days. You know, trying to overcome some of the obstacles that we have in terms of the way we've been playing and our execution and so on and so forth. And they've grasped and tried hard and worked hard this week. And you know, we're trying to advance some of these younger offensive linemen along with guys that haven't played much as fast as we can. And you know, we're just working as best we can. Players have a good attitude about it.
How difficult a place traditionally is Kansas City to play in that stadium? It's pretty loud.
Well, it's the fans are right on you, but it's a good environment. It's a good environment. I mean, it's a loud, boisterous NFL community, and it'll be a good experience for us. There will be some issues, obviously. Goal line in that part of the field. Hopefully we'll... We won't have issues hearing, but I'm sure we will.
In your 10 years here, might this be the youngest offensive line you've gone into a game with?
You'd have to check. You're probably right, but I wouldn't be able to say.
Is there anything definitive along the offensive line and in terms of who's going to replace Snead and Bowles?
You'll have to see. You'll see.
Tom, with do you have any doubt that he can put last week behind him and come back?
No, I think he can.
Is that just the kind of person he is? He can forget about that stuff?
Well, it's kind of what you have to do. You know, you can't dwell on yesterday's gone. You know, you got to take care of the moment. And he seemed to be in a good place this week in practice. He's not alone. Well, he's second-leading rusher. And, you know, he's, over the years, he really has had a successful career. He does a good job taking care of the ball. So he will pull the ball down and run, and they run the option and do those kind of things. That's $5,000 for the J Fund. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I can collect now, or you can send it to me. Now, he's a very, very good, experienced veteran quarterback who is being utilized for his legs as well as his mind and his arm.
Tom, you've been around successful teams that have struggled. Is there an art to trying to do, to get, just talk about, don't dwell on the negative stuff? I'm flushing that out. You know, I mean, I know you came in pretty upbeat at the beginning of the
season. Well, it's a constant. I mean, you're battling to get your team to focus on the things that have prevented us from getting to where we want to go, you know. So, but once the game has been discussed and you have gone ahead and pointed out the things that were not done properly or need to be improved upon, you've got to apply them to the next opponent and do so in such a way that brings your guys back up. You know, I mean, it's easy to stay down and feel sorry for yourself, but the difficult thing is to come back and stand up and again, you know, be positive and try to inspire people to overcome the obstacles that are there and to do it together as one. So that's the only trick that I know.
How difficult is it when you're, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the margin for error narrows as you go down. How difficult is it when you know you're facing that kind of situation where you can't be at, you know, a certain number?
I think that if you start dwelling on all that stuff, you know, they are young people, young athletes. You know, the main thing is you don't want people tied up. They got to go play. You're not going to be able to be successful unless they, you know, come out of their shell and play and don't worry about it. You know, let me worry about the errors. Let me worry about what to say. You go play the game. I'll take it on my shoulders, that kind of thing. And that's been the way we've approached it.
Did you sense sort of a rallying together after the Carolina game?
I did. Mm-hmm. I definitely did.